Good evening and welcome to the podcast this evening. A lot of people know what's going on in Iran and how they fired off the missiles. Just getting straight to the point this evening. All that going on, we're wondering if the end of times, Armageddon, what's going on out there. Should we be scared? Should we be preparing? And I've always said the same thing. If you belong to God, you're always prepared. You're always ready. You may not know when that day will come, but you will be ready. Was it over 300 missiles that fired off? And it got me to thinking about international law because I was watching a clip last night. This podcast was going to go in a much different direction. I don't know, much different, but there was a few different ideas and places to go. And I didn't want to touch this because a lot of people were going to be touching this. And I didn't want to be part of that whole crowd and get sucked into that vortex. And I decided, you know what, I'm going to talk a little bit about it, but I don't want to talk about the same thing as always. But it struck me as he said international law, and I realized something. Who's behind international law, and why does it sound familiar? And I thought I had covered it briefly before, which I have, in other podcasts when I talked about the Bretton Woods system up in Fitzwilliam and the New World Order, which everybody talks about, how nations, United Nations, playing up the League of Nations, going back to the French move and so forth, the World Health Organization. I did a lot of podcasts on these things. And the IMF, the International Monetary Fund. But the international law struck me. I'm like, why didn't I go deeper into this? I know I mentioned it. So I decided to talk about it again. And what is its background? And a lot of people know I do the same thing as I always do. I don't look at the surface and I don't look at the things the same way as other people do. I look at origins. I look at, I rule out coincidences because I don't really believe in coincidences. But yeah, you can know somebody who did something and you never even knew anything about them. But when too many things add up or in the stream or the lines connect or the dots connect, excuse me as I take a sip of water, you have to question these things. And we're in a time of everything should be questioned. And everything that's going on is a combination of real, a combination of false flags. A lot of things are confusing to people. I'm not even going to talk about, well, I am talking about it because I'm mentioning it. The whole UFO thing in Texas and so forth. And we'll talk again about that eventually. Well, international law is what I wanted to really look at. Where does it come from? What is its basis? What's its origin? How old? How young? All of those things, because it matters who creates something, what are their means or the reasons why they create what they create. Well, you got to go back. Now, people say you can go way back into antiquity and so forth and so on. But I want to start when the foundation of an actual structure, not loosely knit together, an actual structure. And where would that start? The Roman Empire and the Roman law. And as we well know, as most should know by now, and especially listen to me because, you know, I'm a Catholic conspiracist. No, I'm not a Catholic conspiracist. By the way, I don't hate Catholic people. I hate the system. I despise the system. I abhor the system because it is false. It is closely aligned, but one degree different. I'm just throwing a degree on it. But that's the system. I was just talking to somebody the other day. He goes, well, the Catholic Church was good in the beginning. It was then very soonly corrupted. No. And I like how they admit that it was corrupt. It's corrupted and it's been corrupted ever since it changed and got to corruption. But no, it has been corrupted. But here's the thing. I don't think you can corrupt something that was never clean in the first place. But international law is based on Roman law and the Roman Empire. That's where you start with. That's your foundation. You can go to other things and loosely the provinces and the governor, sovereign governments or states and this and that. But let's look at the actual creation of the Roman Empire. And you have to move into the modern international law. So when you move into what's called the modern international law, it's a loose term, but there it is. Sorry, I had pistachios earlier and I keep drinking my water here. Modern international law, so you have the influences on that. Who were the influences? I've said this before. A lot of people say, well, people vote or people put into law or people put a bill together. But who asked them to put the bills in? Who influences them to make those decisions? Who is paying behind the scenes people's campaign? You know, people never go to the source of who's really doing it. Who's really pulling the strings? Who are the puppet masters? You have influences, the main influences that anybody can find from the 1500s to the 1600s. You got Francisco Suarez, a Jesuit priest. He's involved in your modern international law, a very big figure. Francisco de Vitoria, a Spanish Catholic philosopher. And how about Alberto Gentili? Here's a fun one. He's a Jesuit, a professor, and a tutor to Queen Elizabeth I. Now, why does that matter? Queen Elizabeth I. Okay, some queen. Do you remember who Queen Elizabeth I was? She's the one who wanted to crush the Protestants, wanted to kill the Protestants. Interesting. The Catholic, the Vatican's are behind this whole thing. You can hang up, or you can hang up. You can change the channel if you want, but I'm asking you to listen all the way through. You have to keep an open mind. Of course, those are the people who accuse people are of not having an open mind are usually, obviously, the closed-minded ones. You know, the ones who call people racist are actually the ones who are racist in the first place. But this all leads. It all leads up to the current international laws, which the League of Nations adopted, and yes, League of Nations didn't stay together. But then it was cemented by the United Nations. So we get all the way from the Roman Empire to control the world, to control the world. That was their objective. They wanted it all to the United Nations. Who what? Who control the world. Well, Stephen, where do you get Catholics out of here? How do you get the Vatican out of here? Who's the only member who doesn't have to report? The Vatican. Well, there's two members. One of them is the Vatican. Who do they all kiss the ring of? Of the Vatican. Who supports the United Nations? The Vatican. Who was controlled and created by the Roman Empire? The Vatican. Come on, folks. At some point, you have to take off these blinders and realize, well, that was a different pope, and that was a different pope, and that was a different pope, and that was a different, and on and on and on it goes. How many justifications of people's sins and atrocities throughout time do you have to make? Well, what about your Protestants? What about the Protestants? I'm not a Protestant, so you've already failed in that question. Who has to follow international law? Now, not everybody follows the international law, but who does? All of the UN members. All UN members. If you're part of the United Nations, you got to follow international law. Well, Stephen, the Iran has been part of the UN since the 1950s or 60s or whatever it was. I want to say it was 50s with Tehran. I don't remember, to be honest with you. So then they have to follow it, first of all. The Islamic State of Iran has never followed anything over the years. I shouldn't say over all the years, but since the 70s, clearly. Death to America. Does the chant sound familiar? They're not going to follow it. Why? Any Islamic state that attacks any other country, that's not Italy, of course, the Vatican, is supported by the Vatican. How many times have you seen them kissing, huh? I don't mean it in a dirty way. I mean, well, I guess corruptual, dirty way. But they're kissing each other on the cheek. Kissing each other's Bibles. Who do you think is in charge of these things? All you have is the Vatican and the Pope superimposed over the Roman Empire, which is the same exact thing. How many times can you see proof? How much evidence can you have? You ask for signs and wonders. How about the evidence and proof you see in front of your face, but you won't? Because you want what you want, and that fits your agenda, your narrative, and your selfishness. You want to be able to think you're going to some heaven, but not actually have to follow the laws of the Bible. And if you study a tiny bit of international law, and you study a tiny bit of the foundation of the United Nations, it goes back to the League of Nations, but in between that, you have the 1945 meeting in Bretton Woods up in Fitzwilliam, New Hampshire. And again, I've done a video about this. I've talked about this. And every time, who has their hands in the foundation? Some Catholic guy, some Roman Catholic, some devout Roman Catholic, some Jesuit. The beauty of the Jesuits, the people think it's, the Jesuits actually think it's funny. Now they call themselves a Jesuit. So if you call yourself a Jesuit, people won't think, well, why would he call himself a Jesuit? Oh, boy. You ever heard the term hiding in plain sight? The Roman Empire wanted to control the world. The Catholic Church wants to control the world. The United Nations wants to control the world. Well, there's a trinity of deception, eh? You know, laws are made for those who don't break them, not for those who are innocent. But notice the ones who have to follow them are the innocent, and those who break them are not penalized, because that's the system. We're in the end times. There's no doubt in my mind. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. So be it, but I do not believe I am. You could talk about the red heifer over there that got shipped over from Texas. You can talk about the four blood moons that already happened. You can talk about the eclipse and how that was the starting point. A lot of starting points. Everybody goes, well, that's the starting point. That's the starting point. That's the starting point. And again, not even focused on God. Not even reading your Bible. So I want to talk about the international laws. It wasn't going to be a very long podcast this evening. Probably literally the shortest little podcast I've ever made, most likely. But always look at the origins. Always look at the beginning. Follow the bread trail. I always follow the bread trail. Because there's always something. It's somewhere. It leads to something. And if you don't believe the Roman Catholic Church and Islam has been sitting in the same room, sleeping in the same bed for centuries, you're sorely mistaken. People knew it years ago. Now there's just more things that are obvious. When we keep relying on all these men to tell us what to do instead of reading the Bible. I always tell people, it's amazing when you pick up the Bible and you just read it yourself for the first time. King James Bible, by the way. That's the Bible I read. It's amazing what happens when you read the King James Bible. I'm always shocked that people don't realize, even those who say they are King James, but they just go to a Baptist church or something and they just sit there in the pew and listen. I say Baptist because that's your leading King James readers or followers. International law, in my opinion, was meant from the beginning to handcuff. And I will say because Satan created that situation, it's not like every Roman emperor went, here's the thing. I'm going to do this because we're going to attack the Jews in 1,500 years. That's not. They did it out of hate, obviously, to control themselves. So don't worry about that, Israel. No one can destroy that land. But I do say pray for the innocent people that are slaughtered, innocent children. And I do pray that those people will turn to the Lord. But there you go, there's your international law. Again, I'm a little strange, I look at things a little differently, but the international law was created by the Roman Empire, and the Roman Empire is the Vatican, which is the United Nations, Trinity of Deception. We are closing in
on the End Times. That is tonight's 15-minute podcast. Have a beautiful evening, and God bless.